Well, really, it's all about timing. And though people defend Nancy Pelosi's right to make a decision to go anywhere and that China should not have the ability to tell her where she can and can't go, there is a time and place, and there is something to be said about timing. Now, were people interested in this trip? I mean, other than just in the news and the Chinese being upset? Well, the aviation tracking website Flight Radar 24 announced that the plane that was believed to be the one carrying U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to Taiwan was the most followed live flight of all time on its service. It reportedly had more than 700,000 people following its movements prior to landing. That's a big deal. Tom Watkins is a big deal. He's the former Michigan school superintendent. He is the preeminent expert on China that we turn to at all times, including times like this. Tom, welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Paul W., it's always good to be with you.
Always good to have you here. Give us your summary, if you would, of this whole trip by Nancy Pelosi, starting, I mean, you don't have to go too deep into the fact that the president basically tried to talk her out of it, that the military said this wasn't particularly a good time. Tell me from your perspective just what's going on here.
Well, as you pointed out, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, certainly has the right, the U.S. leader of our government, to go wherever she wants, and the right to go to Taiwan. She's standing up for democracy and freedom. And that couldn't be more important, as you reported earlier today, a day after we held elections in this country. Speaker Pelosi has framed the historical trip as setting down a marker for democracy and freedom over autocratic rule. And she's kind of ending her career where she began it, and that is opposing the Chinese Communist Party. She's been a long-time critic and entering Congress and, a number of years ago of standing up to China, promoting human rights around the world. But as you've also indicated, this is a very, very sensitive issue with China, the largest population on the planet, second largest military and economy in the country, and they didn't take kindly to this visit. And the bellicose reaction is something that should concern us all. China views Taiwan as a runaway province. We've had this kind of delicate dance between China and the U.S., a strategic ambiguity. On one hand, China, it's a one China policy where there's one Chinese government, and that is the People's Republic of China. But we also pretend as though we're not connected to Taiwan, and we are. We back them militarily, sell them arms, but China, Taiwan is an independent country. This is an issue that is paramount to Xi Jinping's leadership, and as we've said before, all politics is local. Xi Jinping has a party congress this fall where he hopes to enshrine himself as president of China forever. So this is a very, very delicate time, and we've entered some very rough white water, and the reaction from China is very strong. They're surrounding Taiwan right now, doing military tests and the like, standing outside of their ports, and in fact have crossed into China or Taiwan's airspace. So this is a very, very sensitive issue that we all need to be watching because, as we've said before, what happens in China doesn't stay in China, it impacts us all.
What about the timing of this? We know she's certainly well aware of this very difficult time, and I'm just wondering, given the tensions between our two great nations, if we needed a what they're looking at in a very big way as a strategic level provocation. What we can hardly even imagine what bad could come from this, but what good can come from this right now?
Well, I think that the one good is that America stands for freedom and democracy. We need to stand up on that. There clearly is a test that's going on around the world between autocratic governments and, in a way, and democratic governments. President Biden has been rallying our allies, not only in the European Union around Ukraine, but also in the South China and East China Sea to combat China's rise. As I've said before, what we need to do is be working to assure that China's rise doesn't come at our demise. And the best way to do that is investing in the American people. When we invest in America, we invest in the American people, we can stand up and compete with anyone. Today, the global competition and struggle taking place between our two countries is around economics, technology, certainly AI, big data, quantum computing, food production, space, militarily, and ideologically. This is, in fact, these areas of competition with China are the equivalent to the 21st century arms race. Taiwan produces 90% of the world's advanced semiconductors that is used in everything basically that we touch here in this world. Just yesterday, I believe it was, President Biden, through technology, was in Saginaw promoting a $52 billion piece of legislation Congress just passed bipartisanly for domestic semiconductor production. $2 billion of that is subsidies for the auto industry. And this is very, very important as we compete with China for the future.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm not comfortable with the idea of now having a second location currently and actively where people are saying, well, what we need to do for Taiwan is make sure they have all the weapons they need to defend themselves against China. Well, that puts us in a situation of where we're the guys behind the scene, but we're not really behind the scene against Russia and against China. The two people that would give us the biggest, hardest road to follow in any kind of a conflict. And if you get the two of them together, we're doomed. Maybe we can take on Russia. Maybe we can take on China. We cannot take them on both at the same time. So here we are sending weaponry to Ukraine up against Russia. And they're saying we need to send a lot of weapons to Taiwan up against China. I'm not comfortable with where we're headed on all of this. Are you?
We're in from very tough times going forward. China is a rising power. They're going to compete with us. Today, we're at a precipice on both sides. The U.S. and China need to find a way past this flashpoint, to get past it and find a constructive way forward, not ratcheting up tension and threats of war and conflict. The best way to do that, in my estimation, as I look at this issue and have studied China throughout my life, is focusing on what I call, Paul W., the six C's. Communication.
Okay, go ahead. We're way behind time-wise, but go ahead. Give us the quick six C's.
Communication, collaboration, cooperation, coordination, and yes, competition, while we try to avoid unnecessary confrontation and conflict. Going to war with China isn't good for China, the U.S., and all of humanity.
Well, it's not good, you're right, for all of humanity. And I suspect all of humanity is watching and wondering if this trip, along with other things that are happening, poking, as you put it in one of your columns, poking the Chinese dragon at this time just doesn't seem to make a tremendous amount of sense. But
yeah, the fact is it has happened. Nancy Pelosi has left Taiwan. She's out of there right now. And now we have to wait for the Chinese reaction and what our actions are going to be going forward.
All right.
Investing
very good.
In America is our best strategy.
Investing in America. Tom Watkins, former Michigan school superintendent, expert on China. As we continue on this interesting Wednesday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR.